Two lucky children from the Diocese of Cloyne in the south of Ireland are in Rome to take part in the confirmation ceremony in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, presided over by Pope Francis. Emily Mulcahy and Edmund Roach are both altar servers in the town of Fermoy and received the invitation as part of the Year of Faith celebrations. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Father Jim Colleen, Communications Director for the Diocese of Cloyne.
Two children from the Diocese of Cloyne going to Rome to be confirmed by the Pope. How did this come about?
Well, how it came about was we received a letter in January from the Office for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, and they informed us that as part of the Year of Faith celebrations, a ceremony was taking place where the Holy Father would confirm a number of young people, and they invited the diocese to send a boy and a girl. And we were absolutely thrilled to get that invitation. We couldn't respond immediately because our new bishop had not been ordained. But once he was, we responded to them straight away.
Tell me, how do the two children concerned, Emily and Edmund, how excited are they about the prospect of being confirmed by the Pope?
I'd say they just can't believe it. They're absolutely over the moon. I met both of them. They were down here with the bishop, who gave them a special blessing to speed them on their way and wished them bon voyage. And both they and all their families are absolutely thrilled. They can't believe it's happening.
How much does an event like this, do you think, highlight the importance of confirmation as a sacrament?
I think the fact that the Holy Father is doing it and that we have two children going to it will help all the young people in our diocese who have been confirmed and will be confirmed in the next few weeks to appreciate what actually is happening. In fact, on Tuesday, the bishop did confirmation in Fermoy, and actually Edmund was a server at it. Now, he would have been confirmed in normal circumstances, but I don't think he'll mind. I think he's quite happy, obviously, to be going to Rome. Emily is a server here in Cove, and she actually served at the bishop's ordination in January, and she would have been confirmed on the 13th of April when we confirmed over 170 children here in Cove. And again, she got a special blessing at that ceremony, and the congregation were so happy for her that they gave her a round of applause.
How much do you think the appointment of Pope Francis has been welcomed, certainly in Cloyne, in Cork? How much do you think people have really warmed to him?
I think he has a particular style which people are warming to. I think that, you know, they see him as he comes from a more pastoral background. He's been a diocesan bishop and archbishop, and he has worked a lot with the poor and the marginalised. And I think he's bringing a different, not necessarily, you know, anything better but or worse, but a different approach to preaching the gospel.
Now, Cloyne was selected to represent Ireland by the Pontifical Council for the New Evangelisation. What kind of work has the diocese been doing with regard to the Year of Faith?
We are running a number of Year of Faith talks throughout the diocese. And we've also had a number of parishes are having what we call parish missions or parish retreats, where you bring in a team from outside and you have maybe a week of intensive, gatherings in the church, maybe extra masses, preaching, adoration and all that.